This is 7:18. It's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello, mate.
How are you going?
I'm going fine. Now, today we're going to talk about solar pumps, who you described just then off the air as our red-headed cousin.
It is. It's out of all the things we do, it's sort of, it's probably too niche. We don't, like, we do a quite a bit of solar pumps, but when you look at how it sits in the volume of all the other things we do, it's our red-headed cousin.
Yeah.
like last week we spoke about voltage rise and we used the water analogy to explain voltage and current. But this week we're just going to talk about water and how we can use the sun to move all the water you want during the day. Not so well during the night, funnily enough. But it may not be known to many, but DMS Energy started our solar journey 13 years ago with solar pumps, and we still install them to this very day. We are Lorenz agents, and these guys only make solar-driven pumps. That's all they do.
Right.
So whether you're a hobby farmer with only a couple of acres or you have huge tracts of land for dairying, grazing, cropping, we have pumps that will suit the job at hand. Our biggest off-the-shelf pumps can move over 440,000 litres per hour, Darren. That's a lot of water.
Sure is.
Our custom-designed pumps, we can size to any requirement. So if you said to me, I want a million litres an hour, I could make it happen.
Okay.
We can make them work in conjunction with the grid, without the grid, or partner with a generator. However you want to set it up, we can make it happen.
Righto.
Now, where we are the most busiest is our medium-sized range of pumps. And what farmers like with these is on their properties, they all have their expensive pumping equipment and irrigation mains set up around their biggest water resource.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Now, this is big-ticket stuff, Darren, and it's too expensive to replicate over all their water assets. Now, you imagine they've got big pumps to run those travellers and pivots and whatever.
Yeah.
You wouldn't want one, have to set one at every single dam you had.
Mm.
So where solar pumps come into their own is we can move steady amounts of water from other smaller dams or bores that are located over different areas of the property into their main water holding area quite cheaply with no ongoing running costs. So the sun comes up, the pumps start moving water to their desired location till the sun goes down.
Yep.
And that's it, day in, day out. Now, we have the ability to automate these pumps, so we can set them up so you can monitor their performance or turn them on and off at home by just network connecting them, which is pretty cool. Now, another popular use for our solar pumps is stock watering, and this can be done on an as-demand basis, so, you know, the trough drops a little bit, the float valve activates, water level drops, the pumps turn on, fill back up.
Yep.
But the most common way of doing this is locating a large tank at the highest point of the property. And we just keep that tank full and gravity reticulate back to the troughs.
Yeah.
I've got a few dairies out there where we water over 500 cattle with just using 6 solar panels. We have bore pumps, we have surface pumps, we can float pumps in dams. Just tell us what you want, we'll design it, supply it, and install it. The process is really easy.
Good aim.
Now, these bigger agricultural pumps have always been our bread and butter, but we've struggled a bit in that smaller hobby farm market to be price competitive, as while our pumps could easily do what the client wanted it, as they were designed for bigger roles, they were a bit on the expensive side.
Yeah.
Well, Lorenz has listened and just released a new PS100 range, or the pickup, plug-in, and pump models. And as the name says, anyone can install these. You come to DMS Energy, pick up the unit, plug it in, and away it goes. These can move up to 20,000 litres a day, and they can lift water up to 40 metres of dynamic head. We expect these to walk out the door, Darren, as up until now, the only option people had were like just the low-quality units you could see on eBay and whatever. You know, they're just submerged disappointments and didn't really have any long-term benefits because, you put them in, they work, but then you're forever chasing up parts and stuff to try and keep them going.
You know what I like?
Mm.
The best bit of all that?
What's that?
Just plug it into your solar and away you go.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you.
They're designed for anyone to use. Now, with Lorenz finally offering a product range in his class, we can address the needs of the smaller water user for a cost-effective price while still taking all the advantages of the Lorenz superb engineering and manufacturing history that has proven to be rock solid over the years. I think they've been doing water pumps for over 25 years now.
They know pumps.
They do. So if you have a tank that needs filling, we have the answer. If you have a garden that needs watering, we have the answer. Have animals that need hydrating, nothing worse than a dehydrated animal, we have the answer. So no need to run expensive electrical cables to the water sources anymore, as all we need is sunshine. Mm. If you have sun, you have water. And the hotter and drier it is, the more water you have. So solar power and water pumping are a match made in heaven. So we've designed and completed pumping projects for dairies, graziers, broadacre, dust suppression for quarries, drip systems for vineyards and orchards. If you want your water moved around your property using the free energy from the sun, call 1300 502 599 and talk to us at DMS Energy, your local solar pumping experts.
Indeed. Now, you mentioned you're mainly talking about graziers with cattle and sheep and whatever. But yeah, for fruit trees, if you've got fruit trees, happy days.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Set and forget.
You'd be using an automated watering system as it is because you've got, you know, X amount of fruit trees, but just hook it into your solar.
Yeah, well, I've done
run it for free virtually.
I did a vineyard down at on the peninsula. And now you think, grapes don't really need that much water, but they do need a bit, especially when they're in their growth phase. Like every dripper was 20 litres an hour, but they had like, you know, thousands of drippers. And when you think about it, it actually needed quite a large pump to be able to feed those drip lines.
Yeah, very good. All right, for all the info, DMS Energy, 1300 502 599, 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton, and on the net, dmsenergy.net.au, or check them out on Facebook. And if you have any questions for Adrian during Power Savers, send them through to the Facebook and
we'll try
and answer them.
We need more customer questions, actually. A bit more interaction would be great.
Yeah. All right, catch you next week.
Cheers, mate.